This beautiful and intricate window was made by the English company Heaton, Butler, and Bain of London and was installed in the east transept of the current Christ Church Greenwich structure in 1910. English windows are distinguished by their filigree work, vibrant colors, perpendicular architecture, generous use of flowers, English flowers, of course. The story of this window is the resurrection of Jesus after his death and entombment. The window is divided into three lancets and the story is depicted in distinctive horizontal and perpendicular planes. Across the bottom, left to right are figures of Isaiah, Paul, and John, the Beloved. Together they hold a banner saying, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead yet shall he live, and whoever liveth in me shall never die." If you recognize this, it is because it is used in the Episcopal burial service, service rite 1. In the next level, across the lancets, are the soldiers who were assigned to watch the burial tomb of Jesus lest his followers try to steal his body and fake his resurrection. They appear humbled and frightened as they gaze upon the resurrected Christ. On the next level, the lancets on either side portray angels bowing to the resurrected Christ. In the middle lancet is Jesus, the resurrected Christ. Notice the nail marks on his hands and feet. Below his raised right arm is the city of Jerusalem and in his left hand is the English pennant bearing the cross of Saint George, the slayer of dragons and death, and ever so English. Jesus himself is garbed in the whitest white, for purity, and gold, the color of royalty and the purest of treasure. In the next, fourth, level, and slightly higher than the middle lancet are two more angels gazing upon the risen Christ. And, in the top level of the middle lancet, is God himself sitting on his throne wearing a golden crown with five stars and holding in his right hand an orb with a cross and in his left hand, a scepter, also very English. Orbs and scepters are symbols of divine sovereignty invested with absolute authority. Finally, in the highest peak of the window is another angel holding a gold crown awaiting the ascension of Jesus Christ. The ascension of Jesus Christ is the subject of the window across the transept on the west wall. But before we get to that story, let's finish with a few more words about this window. In the foreground of the middle lancet just between two soldiers you will notice a beautiful delphinium, a quintessential English flower and the only delphinium in any of the windows of Christ Church. The delphinium is symbolic of those who mourn, those who are made whole, and the one who is perfected. Other floral representations include, of course, the lilies for resurrection, daisies for innocence and purity, palm fronds for triumph, and cedars for healing. It is a lovely window, in beautiful, rich shades of reds, blues and whites.